Yeah. All right. Chris Holder is my guest. I'm Steve Charney. The name of the program is Knock on Wood. And we get fun, fun, fun. Till your daddy takes his tea bag away. All right. I'm going to be reading a story somebody sent me about a pothole. So we have some untrue facts segments. Harry's studying some vocabulary words. And we've got some fun music for you, too. Oh, let's see. We got something from the I Hate Barney CD. I Hate Barney songs. Some Jimmy Durante, who I dearly love. I just got a new CD from them. So that's going to be a lot of fun delving into that. And we're going to start off with something from Elvira's Revenge of the Monster hits. This is Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. The Tubes did this originally. Elvira compiled all these songs about monsters and things. That's on Rhino Records. And let's get right on with it, shall we?
It was a no.
Tubes from Elvira. Monster Hits, put out on Rhino Records. And Harry's here.
It's true I'm here because now it's time for Untrue Facts.
Wait, turn off the music.
What?
I've talked to you about this before. That music is reserved for strange facts, which are true facts. These are untrue.
That's true. All the facts on this segment are guaranteed to be untrue.
Has this been researched?
You better believe it. I have a team of over 30 fact-checkers to make sure that any fact I give you does not have a grain of truth to it.
Really?
No, that was totally untrue.
Let's just get on with it.
All right. Here we go. First untrue fact. Edison did not invent the light bulb.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. What he did invent was the pencil sharpener. People just thought it was the light bulb because he kept trying to screw it into a light socket, which, by the way, was cause for the first light bulb joke ever made, but that's another story. Anyway, pencil sharpener didn't complain because it needed something to do with itself since Edison wouldn't invent pencils for another 10 years.
You're saying Edison invented the pencil?
That's right. Only he thought he had invented the toothbrush. Poor guy. First assistant who tried to brush his teeth with his thing blackened 5 of his front teeth, thereby creating the first dentist who had to work with an eraser.
That's just crazy.
It is not crazy. It's just untrue. Now, here's another untrue fact for your puny little brain, Charney. Betsy Ross did not sew the first American flag. She sewed the first American car.
How can someone sew a car?
Exactly. You can't. That's why it was a dismal failure. People didn't even know what it was, since the car wouldn't be invented for another 200 years.
Wow.
Wow was right. Okay, and another. A carpenter ant is not an ant.
What is it?
It's a piece of fruit. And clouds are made of cheese.
I had no idea.
No reason why you should. 30 fact-checkers had to investigate these tidbits thoroughly to make sure that they don't hold an ounce of truth.
Thank goodness for that.
All right, here's one that's going to shock you. The original Star Trek was a documentary.
No.
Yes, people think it's a drama series, but was not. It was only the spin-offs that began to fudge on the truth. But the original with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, they were followed around with TV cameras for 5 years as they explored the galaxy and boldly went where no man had gone before.
What about women?
Oh, women were already there in droves. Why do you think the men went? For their health?
Who knew?
Oh, this is interesting. The words to the song, "Yes, We Have No Bananas," comes from the Bible.
You're kidding.
Of course I'm kidding. And the melody is from the 315th Psalm. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
My goodness.
In fact, a lot of songs come from religious sources. For instance, the Mr. Ed theme song comes from the Bhagavad Gita. You know, a horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, unless, of course, it is the horse, is the famous Mr. Ed.
You could knock me over with a feather.
Could I?
Yes.
Let's try it. Here's a feather. Hey! No! Wow, you're right, I could. Okay, here's another one. The song "I'm a Chiquita Banana" originally comes from the Quran.
Wow. Oh. Really? You could knock me over with a truck.
Don't say that.
Why not?
There's no room on this segment for truth. Anyone could be knocked over by a truck.
Well, I meant a little tiny toy truck.
Oh, well, I've got one right here. Let's find out. Burger King was once called Gefilte King. They served gefilte fish instead of hamburgers.
Oh, why did they change?
Well, how many people are going to buy a gefilte? Sure, they did well during the Passover season, but during the summer they fell on their faces. So they changed their name and, well, the rest is history.
Gotcha.
And that ends our untrue facts segment for today.
Turn off the music. Turn off the music.
Sorry.
Oh, man. I'm so glad it's over.
This is the Jimmy Durante Hour of Charm. With 42 violins, 23 woodwinds, and featuring Morris and his magic kazoo. Don't laugh, folks. We couldn't afford Evelyn. I never in my lifetime was so delighted. Honest, I'm as happy as a clown. It happened at a musical where I was invited in the wealthiest home in this town. I knew the people were wealthy. When I sat down to dinner, they served nothing but money. What a party. I rubbed elbows with Iturbe. I rubbed elbows with Shostakovich. I rubbed elbows with Rubinstein. I had to rub elbows with them. They wouldn't shake hands with me. Anyway, after we dined and had dinner too, we sashayed into the music room. Immediately, Iturbe sat down and played his latest concerto. Then Shostakovich obliged with his latest etude. And then Rubinstein thrilled the crowd with a Sinatra he composed. After the applause subsided, all eyes turned upon me. And why not? I was sleeping. Ignoring the hostile stares of the hoi-polloi, I walked to the piano, bowed to the right, bowed to the left, and from my back pocket I took out my music, which was wrapped around the salami sandwich. Then I sat down at the steinway for the first time to present my symphony, my melody, and this is how it went. Chitty-bee, 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 chitty-bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chitty-bee, 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 chitty-bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Someday the world will recognize this lovely thing. I know the day will come when Frank and Bing will sing. Chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why, when I first sat down at the piano, the people cheered. In the middle of my concert, the people howled. And when I finished playing, little old lady jumped up on the piano and bit me. And to add to my humiliation, somebody stole my salami sandwich. My chagrin was only temporary, because history will be made when I introduce my symphony at the Hollywood Bowl. Folks, visualize a symphony orchestra behind me, an audience of 90,000 in front of me, a spotlight hitting me, and Durante singing, chitty-bee, 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 chitty-bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chitty-bee, 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 chitty-bee. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This song will sell a million copies, maybe two. It's gonna be another ink-a-dink-a-doo. Chitty-bee, 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 chitty-bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chris Holder has joined me here in the studio, singer-songwriter. Hey, Chris. Now, what's the deal with Burnt Hills? You come from Burnt Hills, New York,
Burnt
right?
Burnt Hills, New York.
What's the deal?
Southern Saratoga County. Oh, it's a beautiful spot. They
is
said...
Even see, with all
I've
the Burnt Hills?
I've heard a couple of things over the years. I've heard a couple of things. Yeah. One thing they say is that it's called Burnt Hills because the Indians used to burn the brush in the hills so that they could find game. And then I heard some people who come from Native American background say, oh, no, it wasn't the Indians that burned the hills. It was the white men that burned the hills. The Indians wouldn't ever do that. It was the white men that burned the hills so they could find game. And then I've also heard people say, well, you look at the hills in the fall of the year and the leaves are changing and there's the golds and the browns and all that. They look sort of like they're burning. And I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea.
So you don't know. All right. All
maybe,
right.
It was, maybe it was some guy named Burnt named the hills after himself.
Burnt Hills. Right. That's a good point. Okay. Well, we could keep
pretty
going
spot,
with that.
Though. Southern Saratoga County.
Yeah.
Come on out to visit.
Yeah, come on down. Chris is going to grace us with a song.
You bet. Yep. It's all about cars, automobiles. We all have that love affair with cars. Every single one has its own particular character, I think. This is a Bill Morrissey tune. Quite a guy, that Bill. I got a Mercedes-Benz with MD plates. I have no trouble finding dates. 1980 Subaru, one more semester till I'm through. I got a Slant 6 Dodge, it's no big thrill, but it's a car no atom bomb can kill. I make a lot of dough in a high-tech job, yeah, I sure do that. I drive a turbo Saab. Now I'll bet you a 10, even a fiver, you find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't no big deal to know who's inside that automobile.
Guy just airbrushed my econo line, and a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. 1962 Biscayne, oh, it won't starve if it looks like rain. I got a four-wheel drive with extra chrome. I keep it on paved roads close to home. Cadillac the size of an Amtrak train, and when I drive, I take two lanes. Now bet you a 10, even a fiver, you find the car, I find the driver. It really ain't no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. Now my Honda Civic is a real go-getter, and I look great in it in my crew neck sweater. My BMW draws applause, I am not bound by traffic laws. I got a Ranger truck, I'm for import quotas, I won't park next to no Toyotas. My Volvo wagon will seat six, it runs on diesel or trail mix. Now bet you a 10, even a fiver, you find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. No, it really ain't no big deal to know who's inside that automobile.
Bill Morrissey wrote that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun song. That's a fun song.
We could all find ourselves in there somewhere.
Yeah, right, right.
I had a Slantic Dodge for years and years. It's true. You can't kill them. You can't do it.
Right. Okay. So you do children's concerts. You also do adult concerts.
That's true. I try to do as much as I can. Anybody that wants to throw money at me to do concerts, by golly, I'll go and do it for whatever crowd. I like to sing for adult concerts because I do maybe only 25% according to, let me just kind of generally, 25% of my work is for adults and about the other 75% for kids. Mm-hmm. And I love working for kids, but it's great to have the variety. I work for regular folk festivals and concerts in libraries and schools and community centers and senior citizen centers and that sort of thing. I like working for the older folks as well because then I get a chance to sing some of the tunes that they really enjoy.
Oh, yeah, like those old ones.
The 30s and the 40s.
Tin Pan Alley, yeah.
They love hearing them, and I love doing them, too, so that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love those songs. Chris Holder joining me here on Knock on Wood, and I know you're going to come back, will you?
I'll do my best.
Good.
If I can find a car.
It's a date. Take my old VW Bug.
Oh, good, okay.
My sermon today, said the Reverend Jones, is baseball and whence it came. If you take the good book and you take a good look, you will find the first baseball game. It says Eve stole first and Adam second. Solomon umpired the game. Rebecca went to the well with the pitcher, and Ruth in the field made a name. Goliath was struck out by David, a base hit made on Abel by Cain, and the prodigal son made a great home run. Brother Noah gave checks out for rain. Now old St. Pete was checking errors, also had charge of the gate. Salome sacrificed Big John the Baptist, who wound up ahead on the plate. Delilah was pitching to Samson when he brought down the house with a clout. And the angels that day made a double play. That's when Adam and Eve were thrown out. Now Jonah wailed and went down swinging. Later he popped up again. A line drive by old Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel warm up in the pen. Satan was pitching that apple. It looked as though he might fan them all.
But then Joshua let go with a mighty blow, and he blasted one right at the wall, shouting, come along and let's play ball.
Nat King Cole, from a CD called Baseball's Greatest Hits, Volume 2, put out on Rhino. Rhino just sent me a whole lot of CDs, so I'm having a lot of fun going through them and picking out what I think is fun for the show. Okay, huh? You done with your untrue facts segment?
Yes.
Sorry you missed Chris Holder.
That's all right. I couldn't stay because I'm studying for my vocabulary test.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, it's nice to see you study for once in your life.
Hey, I study all the time.
So you want me to what, test you, help you, or anything?
Well, I have a whole list of definitions I have to find out, and why I'm having trouble finding them. Maybe you could just tell me what the definitions are.
All right, I'll tell you. You write them down.
All right, let's see. alphabetical order here. Okay, the teacher's given us these words. What is the definition of amnesia?
What'd you just ask me?
Oh, okay, never mind. What is the definition of apathy?
I really don't care, Har.
Sorry, okay. Definition of bigotry.
Hey, man, I'm not going to tell someone like you.
Sorry. What's the definition of dyslexia?
Oh, the definition of dyslexia is being sackwards.
Uh-huh. Okay, just hold on a second. See, I'm writing this down. Egotistical.
I'm glad you asked me that, because I am the best person to answer that question.
Okay. You're not going to tell me?
Do the next one.
All right. What's the definition of evasive?
Give me the next one.
Okay. What's the definition of flatulent?
Oh, man, that question really stinks.
Sorry. Go on to the next one. What's the definition of hostility?
If you ask me one more question, so help me, I'm going to kill you.
All right, I'm sorry. A couple more. Ignorance. What's the definition of ignorance?
I don't know.
All right. What's the definition of indifference?
It really doesn't matter, does it, huh?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay. What's the definition of influenza?
Oh, you've got to be sick to ask me that question.
Sorry. What's the definition of insomnia?
You asked me that yesterday, didn't you?
I did. I remember asking this yesterday.
I stayed awake all last night thinking of the answer. Never could come up with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the definition of overprotective?
Well, I could tell you how, but I don't know if you're ready for the answer.
Okay. What's the definition of paranoid?
You probably think I don't know the answer, do you?
What's the definition of procrastination?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay. What's the definition of repetitive?
I already told you.
Sorry. What's the definition of self-centered?
Well, I know the answer, and that's all that matters.
All right. And what's the definition of suspicious?
Why are you asking me all these questions?
I don't know. It's because of my... Never mind. Okay. I'm more confused than ever.
Well, if you would pay attention when I tell you these definitions, you'd have it down.
You're right, Steve. I'm sorry.
Can we play a CD now?
Yes.
Okay. This is Frida Payne, who's singing the unauthorized I Hate Barney songbook. These are all songs about hating Barney. And this one is, well, I Hate You.
Hey.
It's put out on Dove Audio. They're in Beverly Hills, California. When I wrote them for this, I remember writing, Beverly Hills, California, and I was starting to write the zip. I went, 90210. And I went, oh, that's interesting. They have a TV show called 90210. And then I went, oh, that's why they call it 90210. Because that's the zip code of Beverly Hills. Okay, sorry.
Yes, Steve. What's the definition of narcissism?
Before I answer that, tell me, don't I look great?
Yes, Steve, sure. Yeah, did you ever see a Hertz donut?
What's a Hertz donut?
Ow! Ah! You just punched me in the shoulder! Hertz donut.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs, and there are a lot of them.